There is a growing chorus of states and conservatives calling for something known as a CONCON, or more properly, an Article 5 Constitutional Convention. I'm Ben Swan with your Truth in Media Moment, sponsored in part by BenSwan.com. Radio and TV hosts such as Mark Levin and Sean Hannity have been talking about this for some time. An Article 5 Constitutional Convention, which can be used to create new amendments to the U.S. Constitution. New amendments that could be used to force Washington to balance the U.S. budget, and would require responsiveness to the people. But isn't Article 5 CONCON really the answer? Or is there a reason for Americans, who consider themselves to be liberty-minded and constitutionalists, to be very wary about this idea? I believe there is. I'll tell you why right after this. The destruction of constitutional liberties and endless foreign wars. The voice of the American people silenced while lawmakers simply enrich themselves and the political class. I'm Ben Swan. It isn't about left versus right. No. The real fight in America is liberty versus tyranny. At BenSwan.com, we are breaking the left-right paradigm. We know that the American two-party system is broken, and that to restore American liberty means to restore your rights as an individual. At BenSwan.com, we cover stories that the national media simply won't touch. From the National Defense Authorization Act and indefinite detention, to nullification, drone strikes, the militarization of police and crony capitalism. We're not afraid to stand up for the rights of the people. We are the face of new media. BenSwan.com, it's where humanity is greater than politics. The idea that Article 5 Constitutional Convention sure is exciting. But is it also dangerous? Well, it certainly could be. The real danger for liberty-minded Americans is that the current climate among lawmakers, both on the national and the state level, is a climate that has very little regard for personal, individual, and natural rights. Take, for instance, all that's gone on in our nation for the past 12 years since September 11, 2001. Fourth Amendment due process rights have been suspended by Congress. The executive branch claims it has the power to indefinitely detain U.S. citizens until the end of the war on terror. And speaking of war, Congress hasn't had a constitutionally declared war since World War II. The Second Amendment right to keep and bear arms is infringed more and more daily. So here's the big question. If an Article 5 Constitutional Convention is held, what will it do to force Congress and the President to obey the Constitution when they're not obeying it now? The other danger, what happens if new amendments are added to attempt to strip constitutional rights that currently exist? For stories that affect your liberty, you can find me online at BenSwan.com. That's BenSwan.com, where humanity is greater than politics.
At Griffin Industries, the concept of good is never good enough. Combining extreme fit, function, and appearance, the Griffin Industries weapons and ammo carrying systems have taken the industry standard and turned it upside down. With an organic manufacturing process, Griffin Industries ensures tolerance and quality control with no equal. Flat rate shipping and rapid turnaround gets this superlative product in your hands and on your belt in no time. Visit GriffinIndustries.com. Griffin Industries, the 21st century solution.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity, Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
Developed and made by U.S. Army Special Forces soldiers, Spartan Blades are the professional-grade combat utility knife. The preferred knives of those who go into harm's way, Spartan Blades endeavors to create knives that will last a lifetime and beyond. To find out more, go to SpartanBladesUSA.com. Whether you are a law enforcement professional, outdoorsman, or just appreciate craftsmanship and a cutting tool, Spartan Blades endeavors to make knives that will get the task done. Spartan Blades, knives with intent.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
Modern patriots and operators choose the industry-leading number one patented piston system from Adams Arms. The Adams Arms rifle is the natural evolution of the original Stoner design. All of its strengths, none of the weaknesses. With a lifetime warranty and made in the USA, this life-coating processed AR-15 is available in numerous configurations only at Adams Arms. To order, visit the website at adamsarms.net. Adams Arms, precision technology for the modern warrior.
Shall not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Shall not be infringed.
Shall not be infringed. From the nation's Second Amendment watchdog, anti-gunners, get ready for the pain. The misinformation is over because this is the blunt object. From Gun Owners of America, this is Lock and Load with Bill Frady. Bill Frady.
Off on a Monday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. This portion of the show brought to you by Civil Dispatch. Civil Dispatch is a protocol. You're going to set it up on your home computer, but it's going to come to you via text on your mobile phone. And it, because it's text, it doesn't have to be a smartphone. With this, you can plan everything you've got going on during the day. However, what Civil Dispatch does, unbidden, based upon your locale, which separates them from the rest of the herd, is the things they're going to let you know about that you can't possibly plan for, that there's no way for you to even imagine them. Terrorist attack, flash flood, tornado, earthquake, it doesn't matter. You're going to find out about it. In fact, you're going to be the first to know. With four built-in sets of redundancy, there is no way you do not get this information. This is truly peace through preparedness. Check them out at civildispatch.com. In the House, Operation Choke Point has come to the attention of some people. And on May 29th, Representative Blaine Lutkemeyer, Republican from Missouri, offered an amendment to the Commerce, Justice, Science spending bill to be no funds in it are appropriated to support Operation Choke Point. And that passed on a voice vote. According to Breitbart News, who spoke with Representative Lutkemeyer on May 30th about where things go from there, he responded, number one, we support DOJ efforts to find abuse, fraud, and root that out. But it appears that the DOJ is not interested in simply going after the bad guys, but the entire banking industry. So we want a safe harbor to be given to banks that meet certain criteria so they can feel free to conduct business, including business with the firearms, ammunition, manufacturer, and sales industry. We're working to put a safe harbor in place, and if the DOJ and the FDIC don't like it, then the Congress will do it via legislation. I just can't help but like that. He said there have been numerous types of documentation on how banks working with the non-deposit lending industry and firearms, ammunition manufacturer, and sales industry have been targeted in Operation Choke Point. I don't like fraud either. Nobody should. I don't understand what's going on with this part of it. As far as, and I'm talking about the chat room. So I'm just going to kill the non-video feed because I don't see audio going out on that either. Or I'll leave it up. I'll leave it up just so the logo stays up. Google must be not liking me right now. But like I said, I don't like fraud. I think fraud is a very bad thing. I think, a lot of people get preyed on electronically, and I think they should police that. But I think just like everything else, it has to be done on an individual basis. It can't be done wholesale, going after entire industries, unless they, you know, the gun industry has nothing to do with fraud. You go to a gun dealer, you buy a gun, you give him money, he gives you the gun, you do your background check, off you go. That's not fraud. That's the way things are supposed to, you know, that's the way it's supposed to be. Cash for goods. In the Ninth Circuit court in California, there's an appeal in the case of Fiok versus Sunnyvale, and I don't know if I pronounce Fiok right. It challenges a California city's ban on magazines that hold more than 10 rounds. Now, the state of California outlaws the sale, import, or transfer of such magazines. The Sunnyvale ban goes further by prohibiting possession of these magazines with no provision for grandfathering, which is not the way it is in California. In California, if you had them before a certain point, you can have them. I don't know how they enforce that, but they, you know, the law's in place. The district court upheld the ban. Part of the court's analysis stated that the magazines did not exist at the time the Second Amendment was ratified. Last Friday, amicus briefs in support of the appellant were filed, including a brief which Dave Koppel co-authored on the history of magazines and of magazine prohibition. That's interesting, the history of magazines. We're going to talk about it. Did I say what? I didn't say choke point? Dave Koppel co-authored this amicus brief that was filed on behalf of the Center for Constitutional Jurisprudence, which is part of the Claremont Institute, and Gun Owners of California, which is part of Gun Owners of America. As the amicus brief states, and the largest section in that statement is about the history of magazines. So let's talk about the history of magazines, because that seems to be, in New Jersey, they're about to take it down to 10. Their particular focus in this brief is on magazines holding more than 10 rounds. And the first such magazine was invented in the late 16th century, prior to the United States. Over the next two centuries, many inventors created guns with magazines holding more than 10 rounds. It's easy to understand why people would want this. When a gun is out of ammunition, the user is in effect disarmed and does not possess an operable firearm until the gun is reloaded. And as Heller teaches, the Second Amendment protects the right to an operable firearm. By the time of the Second Amendment, the state-of-the-art for multi-shot guns was the Girondoni air rifle with 20 or 22-round magazines. Ballistically, it was superior to the powder guns of its time, and it had been created for elite marksmen in the Austrian army. During the Lewis and Clark expedition, a Girondoni was carried along with them. By 1791... a lot of progress had been made in firearms design. It was easy to foresee the future progress would include improvements in multi-shot guns. However, as of 1791, the very large majority of American firearms were still single-shot, likely because of the expense of multi-shot guns and also perhaps because of concerns about reliability. Back then, they were untested, sort of like today. In the first half of the 19th century, we saw the widespread commercial success of multi-shot guns, namely the revolvers from companies such as Colt and Smith & Wesson, as well as multi-barrel handguns called pepper boxes. There were some pepper boxes which could fire more than 10 rounds, but most pepper boxes held 8 or less. Commercially, the breakthrough came in the late 1850s with a collaboration between Daniel Wesson and Oliver Winchester producing the Volcanic Rifle. It used two innovations, the metallic cartridge holding the primer, gunpowder, and bullet in a metallic case just like modern ammunition, and the lever-action mechanism for ejecting an empty case and loading a fresh cartridge. The volcanic rifle was improved to become the 16-shot Henry rifle during the Civil War. It was in turn refined into the Winchester Model 1866. By the time the 14th Amendment was ratified in 1868, rifles holding more than 10 rounds were common in America. The latter 19th century saw the proliferation of 11-plus round magazine rifles from companies such as Winchester, Colts, and other manufacturers. The first decades of the 20th century, this is when we saw the proliferation of the 22 boy rifles with magazines of 11 or more. Stephen Savage, Winchester, Remington, they were out there. We'll be right back on a Monday. This is Lock and Load. Just a little higher.
Nice shoot. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yeah, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead. Pull the trigger.
Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead. Pull the trigger.
War Sport introduces the LVOA AR. This highly anticipated rifle is the embodiment of the low visibility operation concept. Made and designed in the USA, the LVOA combines mil-spec and specially designed features, bringing a flat shooting, extremely durable AR from concept to reality. To find out more, go to LVOA.us. War Sport, making function and reliability on an extreme level. This is only the beginning.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll free 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
Keenly aware of the similarity between tactical and competitive training, the Shooter Source fuses the two worlds together. Their product line is based on speed of movement, and the Shooter Source caters to both the three-gun competitor and the tactical operator. The Shooter Source specializes in the cutting-edge tools for any shooter of any discipline. See them on the range or online. Find out how at theshootersource.com. The Shooter Source, one philosophy encompassing all.
Now, more pounding from the blunt object.
And welcome back on a Monday. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. Talking about the history of the 10-plus magazine, 10-plus round capacity magazine. We'd gotten to the 22 rifles that came along during the first decades of the 1900s. Then came the 1927 Alto Ordnance rifle, still in production today. After World War II, the M1 carbine 15-round magazine was purchased by hundreds of thousands of some American civilians, many of them directly under the federal government at steeply discounted prices under the Civilian Marksmanship Program.
In 1963, came along the most popular rifle in American history, the AR-15, which originally was marketed and fielded under the M-16 with a standard magazine of 20. Springfield Armory's M1A1 rifle came with 20. Ruger's Mini 14, 20. These all entered the scene in 1974. These rifles remain popular today. They face very stiff competition from companies like SIG and FNFAL. Some smaller American companies compete with them as well. For handguns, capacities greater than 10 came much more slowly. There were pinfire revolvers, chain guns, and the harmonica gun. These were more popular in Europe than in the United States. Semi-automatic pistols invented in the 1890s by Luger and Mauser had optional magazines of more than 10. In the 20s and 30s, the Spanish companies Gabilondo and Arstegui had handguns with standard magazines of more than 10, but if you're going to look for huge sales in the United States market for a handgun typically holding more than 10 rounds, this did not come until 1935 when the Browning High Power was introduced with its 13-round magazine. And that gun remains in production today. The Beretta Model 92 was introduced in 1976. That's another huge seller that's still in production today. Then came the BDA by Browning, which had 14 rounds. H&K jumped in. Their history brief in this lawsuit, which the whole part of this was because of this lawsuit in Sunnyvale, California, ended in they stopped covering things in 1979 when Jimmy Carter was president. The Bee Gees were still on the AM radio top 40. And Gaston Glock, at that time, was manufacturing curtain rods in his garage. Guns, what they call high cap guns. were firmly in force at that particular time. By the time 1979 rolled around. 6 years later, the United States military would go, they would want to upgrade from the Colt pattern 1911 semi-auto pistol to something high cap in 9mm. And then everybody came out with those things. Everybody was coming out with them. Ruger had good ones. Glock was on the scene. Beretta won. Lots of people came out, though. Since 1866, tens of millions of law-abiding Americans have owned and used these 10-plus capacity magazines for lawful purposes. Now, while the history of magazines is very long, the parallel history of magazine bans is much shorter. During Prohibition, Michigan in 1927 banned guns which fired more than 16 times without reloading. Rhode Island enacted a 12-round limit that same year. Both statutes were later repealed. Only the District of Columbia's 1932 ban, more than 10 rounds, has endured. And the district has... And it never has been a model for conscientious compliance with the Second Amendment. The brief also explains why an 11-plus capacity magazine is important for the core lawful purpose of self-defense. Koppel argues by attempting to count how often a trigger is pulled 11 or more times in self-defense. That was where the district court in this case erred. the approach fails to follow the Supreme Court's methodology in the Heller decision. If you read the Heller opinion, you will not find a scintilla of evidence indicating that in the entire history of the United States, any person has ever fired a handgun in self-defense. What you will find in Heller is repeated statements about how common it is for Americans to possess or use a handgun for self-defense. According to research by Gary Kleck, even the most confrontational uses of a handgun for self-defense usually do not involve pulling the trigger. That study, by the way, if you want to check it out, was called Armed Resistance to Crime, the Prevalence and Nature of Self-Defense with a Gun. In that study, only 24% of the gun defenders in that study reported firing the gun. Now, in self-defense, for you, for me, our common use is as a deterrent. It is used in the most common fashion, a confrontation drawn but not fired, or it is used by pulling the trigger. The objective is always to stop the threat. In situations where the gun must be fired, not all shots hit the attacker. Of those that do, few are immediately incapacitating unless you strike the heart or the central nervous system. Yep, the defender with a standard capacity gun, modern firearm, has sufficient reserve capacity and in that particular case, even multiple attackers may decide to do something other than that attack. That's why American law enforcement carries them. That's also why their rifles have 20 or 30 round magazines, not 10. If the firing of several shots has wounded one attacker and has resulted in the other attacker putting up his hands, the defender needs to control the situation until the police arrive. That's not going to happen with an empty gun. That is why reserve capacity is so important for law enforcement and for citizens. Especially for a citizen, if you got one hand on your mobile phone making a phone call to the police and the other hand on the gun, well, you've run out of hands to reload the gun. Even a two-handed reload makes the gun temporarily inoperable. It also causes the gun to move off target at least a few seconds. And then this gives a criminal a new window of opportunity. We don't carry police radios. Police response to a cell phone call. When you're calling the police, it has to be routed through 911 before it gets to the police. So that takes a while. And the response to that is going to be a lot slower than to a radio call about a police officer in trouble. That's why magazines that hold greater than 10 rounds are the overwhelming choice for law enforcement officers for lawful self-defense and likewise for citizens. We look at our law enforcement and say, if it works for you, it works for me. We'll be right back on a Monday. This is Lock and Load.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Coming from Blue Force Gear, the same thing they did with weapon slings. Blue Force Gear has revolutionized the Molly Load carriage with the Helium Whisper attachment system. Pouches built with Helium Whisper technology are fully Molly compatible and are lighter, thinner, and more durable than current issue equivalents. Lighter gear enables you to move faster with less bulk, ensuring that you will survive to fight another day. Find ultralight gear with the revolutionary Helium Whisper attachment system at blueforcegear.com.
It's time to utilize your Second Amendment right. No better way than at Knob Creek Gun Range. Check out the large variety with over 3,000 guns in stock. Also, reloading supplies, ammunition, and low admission. Only $10 per person per day. $5 for children 12 and under. And 50% off for active duty and retired military with valid ID. If you don't own any firearms, no problem. You can rent one of ours. Knob Creek Gun Range supplies all your shooting needs. Go to KnobCreekRange.com for more information. Range memberships are available. Visit KnobCreekRange.com today.
Recognizing that America's most valuable resource is in their care, PNW Arms has forever changed the face of weapons science. Relentlessly pursuing research and development, PNW Arms is driven by exactitude. They have applied their collaborative skills, advancing ballistic science to a degree unimagined, both in existing ammunition potential and in creations yet to come. To find out more, go to pnwarms.com. At PNW Arms, their mission is nothing less than to change the face of the shooting industry forever.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. escapeharassment.com.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit herbalhealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. Herbalhealer.com.
Hey, gun grabbers, do you feel the pain?
And welcome back on a Monday. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. Let's go straight to the phones. Jeff in Detroit, yes, sir.
How are you doing today, Bill?
I'm just trying to cope. You know, I'm on the right side of the grass this morning.
A fun show today, but you're jumping all over the thing that's kind of a huge pet peeve for me when we talk about the capacity issue. I actually teach CPL classes up here in Detroit, which, funny enough, a lot of people are taking nowadays. The chief of the police here is actually telling people that they need to arm themselves because the police can't be everywhere, so he's kind of a good guy. But when speaking about capacity, I sat there and was listening and thought to myself, you know, I remember a time when I first got married and bought myself a three-bedroom house. Not because I had any kids, but because I thought there is the potential that maybe I would need that. And I always think about that when I hear capacity and think to myself, why doesn't it make sense to have capacity just because there may be a time when I actually need that? Beyond that, One of the big things, and I, you know, a lot of gun shows, a lot of gun people that I talk to, and, you know, the guy that has 15, 20, 30 guns, whatever, and he'll sit there and try to justify each of them. Well, I need this one because of, need this one because of. And I remember somebody asking me, they said, well, why do you need that? Speaking of one particular firearm that I had, and I said, who in the world says anything about need? This is America. I don't need a 65-inch screen. I don't need, you know, a Hummer that gets 4 miles to the gallon just to go up and get groceries. I don't need a vet that does 174 mile an hour. But this is America. We do things in excess because we like to, not because we need to. So the whole idea of, who they say, you know, who needs that many rounds? Why is it when it only comes to guns is that the time that we talk about who really needs? It's a matter of want. We're America. We're free. It's what we want to do. We like excess. I don't need a 64-ounce steak, but guess what? Sometimes I order one because I want it.
Nobody ever asked Anthony Weiner why he needed a camera phone to post on Twitter, did they?
Right. Well, that's, I mean, it's just, it's just kind of funny to me that, you know, gun people feel that they need to justify their need or their hobby in some way. But a guy that does drag racing or plays golf or whatever, there is no justification there at all. It's a matter of, it's a free country and this is what I like to do and I want it. That's okay to say, I think.
It is okay to say that. And the only reason I brought that up is because that's part of a brief in Sunnyvale, California, where Sunnyvale decided to go one step further beyond California. In California, if you have magazines that were manufactured prior to a certain date, you can own them even if they're standard capacity, legally.
Right.
I don't know how they keep up with that. I don't know how they figure out, well, this one is vintage 1992. I don't know how they keep up with that, but that's the law. But in Sunnyvale, they did away with the grandfathering. And if you owned them, and when they passed that law, then all of a sudden, everything you owned, you had to get rid of.
Nothing grandfathered.
Breaking the law. So that's, you know, Dave Koppel and people like him have to go into courts and educate people, not because of need, but they need to be educated as to, one of the things they said in the lawsuit was multi-capacity magazines didn't exist during the time of the ratification of the Second Amendment. That was one of their criteria in their decision. When in fact they did. They did quite well. They just didn't use them because they were new and they were you probably got in before you heard it, but the first multi-round magazine of greater than 10 existed in the 16th century, so it predates the Second Amendment ratification.
That's awesome. Very awesome. That's good to have. And I always love talking to the people that talk about, you know, well, back when they decided to, you know, draw up the Constitution, the Second Amendment, and, you know, you're a gun show, you hear it all the time, but, you know, this has to do with hunting and self-defense. It's like if they didn't hunt, they didn't eat. Of course, it had nothing to do with hunting.
Right. Well, capacity, you know, for some people, for some purists, now I know 1911 aficionados, they can hit something seven times with a seven-round magazine or eight times with an eight-round magazine, and they don't particularly care about capacity per se because they've developed this thing called marksmanship.
Uh-huh.
But for the layman, or people, you know, most of today's tactical trainers, they come out of a combat environment where more ammo is gooder.
Well, I'm a huge 1911 fan. I love the 1911 and carry it often. But it is one of those things. I live up on 40 acres, and we take two bowling pins and set them up on a TV tray and do that with the person sitting right next to me. And we actually do the drills to where we draw and fire and help practice actually pulling it out.
I don't know what just happened there.
That was cool, though. Somebody that doesn't like 1911s decided to chime in, I think.
But
we do the draws, and it's amazing when you have two people standing right next to each other and you're drawing just that little bit of adrenaline, how much you can rush that shot, forget to squeeze, and then you think about the fact, okay, I'm mugged, somebody's breaking in, the adrenaline's going to happen there. I'll guarantee that having a couple extra rounds is never a bad idea.
I think it was James Yeager that told me that if you're in a gunfight and you have change left over in the magazine, what's the problem?
Yeah, what's the downside to this?
Do you own
How is it bad
guns?
If I hold 16 and only use 7? That's much better than needing 16 and only had 7. You know, one of the other things that bothers me, because in teaching gun class, I'll ask students, I'll say, you know, would all of you agree that it's reasonable to think that, you know, people don't need more than 10 rounds for self-defense? And almost without fail, the entire class starts nodding their head yes. And I'll say, well, interesting thing about that, generally when bad people do bad things, they don't do it by themselves. So at 3 o'clock in the morning where you hear the glass break and you get up and it's dark and you can't even bother to see your sights at that time of night, and, you know, you have to stop the threat, the chance of there being more than one threat and the chance of you being accurate with every round is probably not real practical. Now let me ask you, who can see why maybe having 15, 17 rounds is a good idea? And same thing, almost everybody, oh yeah, they can see that then. It's like, okay, a little bit of logic goes a long way.
There was a movie producer in California that put out a little mockumentary. It's about 6 minutes long. And it's in a world where you can only have seven rounds in your weapon, right?
Yeah.
So it's dramatic because dude is at home with his family. He's got a home invader coming in the front, a home invader coming in the back. Home invader in the front takes 6 shots to put him down.
Mm-hmm.
Home invader coming in the back, he shoots him once, but he's not going down. And then the camera pulls back, and all we see are a bunch of muzzle flashes in the house where we're left to believe that the entire family was summarily executed.
Yeah.
So capacity, sometimes capacity is necessary. If you're not,
I'd like to hear you sometime do a show, or at least a segment of a show, that actually talks about stopping power too. That's one of the reasons that for a long time I was a big fan of the 1911. Like I say, I still am. But seeing a lot of the tests that they're doing about stopping power and so forth is pretty darn interesting.
Yeah, I've thought about that, and I'm trying to figure out how to do that over the radio,
right?
Without the video benefit of ballistic gelatin.
Mm-hmm. Well, I saw a YouTube video, and this was kind of a thing that swayed me a little bit. And at this point, I'm not carrying my 1911 on a daily basis anymore. But a guy put a 50-pound bag of concrete up and shot it with several different rounds, and then he went as far as to put a bulletproof vest over it.
I think
that way
we
knew. So that the rounds are, you know, the bag of concrete was absorbing all of the energy. And the difference between a 9mm, a 40, and a 45 was insignificant. It didn't knock the bag of concrete over. And this is only 50 pounds, and I'm sitting there going, okay, I'm 175 pounds. And, you know, what's the typical guy? 170 to 210, somewhere in that neighborhood.
Somewhere.
And I'm going, yeah. And then watched another video. They had some engineer that was talking about the stopping power of a 9mm, and it said basically the, you know, getting hit with a 9mm was the equivalent of being hit with a 10-pound weight dropped on you from a half inch up. So the point to it was, it's the penetration, getting to vitals, that's the important thing. And I don't know, it was rather interesting to me to, you know, for a long time I was a proponent of, oh yeah, you have to have the 45 and a 1911 because of the stopping power. At the end of the day, it wasn't looking all that big of a difference.
Well said. I like it. Thanks very much for your call. Stay safe.
You bet.
All right.
Thanks, Bill. Bye-bye.
When we get back, I got something for somebody out there. We'll be right back on a Monday. This is Lock and Load.
All these words, they make no sense. I find bliss in ignorance. Less I hear, the less you say. You'll find that out anywhere.
Do you own a gun? The attorneys and members of Texas Law Shield see every day how law-abiding citizens can become the victims of an anti-gun culture and a legal system that is designed to produce convictions rather than seek justice. Texas Law Shield is a firearm single defense program dedicated to protecting legal gun owners. We offer comprehensive criminal and civil coverage with our 24/7 emergency hotline. Texas Law Shield completes your armed self-defense plan. To become a member, visit TexasLawShield.com.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
Salient Arms International. Salient Arms takes your weapons platform and refines the most important functioning features, enhancing your weapon's reliability. An SAI enhanced platform is the epitome of excellence and will dominate competition, self-defense, or combat. Visually striking and engineered to its fullest potential, discover the SAI commitment to excellence. To find out more, go to SalientArmsInternational.com. Salient Arms International. Innovation Cube.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop six hits. But what about the seventh? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel body armor can stop every round, including hollow points and 308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L, BodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
Bill Frady, Mauled and Dangerous.
And welcome back on a Monday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. Going back to the phones, Glenn in Philadelphia. Yes, sir.
Good morning, Bill.
Morning.
Yeah, I was, I listened to, what you just said about the mockumentary and the seven rounds. And, you talked about how it took, six rounds to put the first guy down. And this is why, I don't know, this is just my personal idea that it seems to me that something like, at least like, a semi-auto 20 gauge or 16 gauge shotgun is a good place to be for that 2 in the morning intrusion. You know, it's like, well, it's probably not going to, even if you have only have like 4 in the magazine and 1 in the pipe, you know, the first 2 are probably going to take down guy number 1, and then you still got, you know, several left for the other one. And if you have a handgun as well, you know, you could have that handy if you're so inclined. But I, you know, I'm just thinking, you know, that a shotgun with, you know, not necessarily double odd buck, but like varmint rounds or something like that probably be pretty compelling, don't you think?
It is, and a lot of people, that is their go-to gun. The only problem I have with it is, even in the pistol grip only configuration, it's still pretty big, pretty long.
Yeah, and, you know, watch your back into the walls going down the
where I live, okay, in coming out of my bedroom, when I come out, there's a depression. It's not really a hallway. It's just a depression in the wall where you come into my bedroom. So I have to come out and make a right-hand turn, and then I can make an assessment. And I typically keep beside me a Glock 34 with a 500-lumen flashlight attached to it, just because I can move that around a little easier. Because I have my back door and my front door line of sight just about with each other. So if they're coming in, I have to sweep in a 180-degree arc in order to figure out where they're coming from. And I want to be able to bring it up and, you know, if I can flash them with the light and they drop their gun because that 500-lumen dazzling light blinds them for a second, I don't have to shoot them.
Right.
I have kept a shotgun beside the bed before, though. I mean, a shotgun is in close quarters, in a hallway. You know, I've heard certain people say, well, you know, Bill, you really do have to aim a shotgun. Well, in a hallway?
In a hallway, yeah. Yeah, like, even if you're, like, just locking in at your side, you know, like, that adrenaline rush and the shakes and stuff like that, a lot of people don't take that into consideration, you know? It's like, I'm not going to be trying to be cool and suave. I'm going to be, like, shaken and nervous, you know, even if I'm practiced, you know. But or I also kind of like the idea of my 4-inch Taurus, you know, 357 revolver with laser safety slugs.
Safety slugs, those are hard to beat for home defense simply because of what they don't do, which is over-penetrate.
Right. Whether you're using 38 specials, that's a little like, but if you're using plus P's or Magnum rounds, and all of the force goes into, that's going to hit a hell of a lot harder than a 9mm.
Yes.
You know, yeah. But one other thing, you were talking about history of guns, now for something completely different, from Monty Python for just a second. You were talking about history of guns, and you mentioned pepper boxes, you know, I mean, you think about like Gatling guns and stuff like that. But when I was in Air Force RTC, the military, their philosophy of guns and ammo and magazines, the A-10 Thunderbolt II, you know, Warthog, you know, low and slow tactical support plane, which they tried to mothball once and had to take it out, and they're talking about mothballing again. It's a unique aircraft, but it's basically built around the GE Galway Gatling gun, which, you know, the pilot sits in a titanium bathtub to protect them, supposed to be able to take a howitzer around directly and that sort of thing. The thing can fire at, like, it fires 30mm 1-pound rounds. Now they use DU, though originally they didn't. It fires at a rate of about 32, it can fire a maximum rate of like 3,200 rounds per minute, I think, but it only carries 1,600 rounds, so it's fired in, you know, less than 2-second bursts. You know, and just a, you know, 1-second burst will easily take out the battle tank, you know. But I mean, the military philosophy, you know, 1600, you know, a Gatling gun with 1600 rounds, that kind of tells you something about the military philosophy on guns and magazines. It's basically a flying magazine for a Gatling gun, you know, very similar to the Phalanx Gatling gun on the ships.
Yeah, those things. Have you ever heard one fire when it's not mounted on an aircraft?
No.
They don't actually, you don't hear individual shots. You just hear a scream.
Oh, yeah.
It's just the rate of fire is just that fast. But when the A-10 is flying overhead and it comes in and it goes over your head and it goes nose down on something is going to be going bye-bye.
Yeah. I toured the Fairchild factory where they made it. And they told us about the BU rounds back then in the late 70s, like it was, they were practically giddy, you know, they loved describing the kinetics of the uranium, you know, the melting.
Including the uranium rounds, yeah.
Yeah, now it's become the bane of all humanity.
Really? Okay, well, I'm sure the guys that watch the tail end of the A-10 go in low and start sweeping a position, shooting at them, don't think so, but.
They can have armor-piercing rounds that aren't DU. I just meant DU is, you know, the effects of DU is affecting our soldiers and as well as the people in the countries where it's deployed. So
very good.
You know, yeah. Take care, Bill.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate the call. Yeah, the A-10 is a bad boy. I can't believe they would ever consider mothballing that aircraft simply because it does what it does so well. Now, in the remaining time I've got, it has come to my attention, and I'm going to say this early on in the show, okay? I'm a Second Amendment advocate. That doesn't mean that I advocate everybody have a gun if you don't want to carry one. However, if you disagree with me, don't come into the chat room and go ad hominem on me. Be here when it's live and call me and let's have a discussion. Calling me a liar or a phony or a user and wondering how I can sleep at night is not going to change the dynamic of anything I do. In fact, it sort of negates any credibility you might have. What am I being phony about? What am I lying about? What am I using? Why shouldn't I sleep at night? I understand that people are going to come to the chat room and not agree with everything. And, you know, anti-gun people are going to come to the chat room and want to, inject their venom. And that's fine. But you would get so much more credibility from me if you would take the time to listen to the show live and call in and let's have a little debate about it. I don't have any problem with that. And we'll have a good debate about it until you go ad hominem. What am I saying or what am I doing that makes me phony? I'm not out here selling the Bill Frady Lock and Load Lucky Astrology Mood Watch. I'm not selling anything. My sponsors sell things. And that's about it. So I'm not being phony about that. I'm not using anybody. I'm using statistics and data. Presenting statistics and data is a better way to put it. But using it as well. But hey, don't be a coward. Because that's what you are. When you come in after the show is aired and you look at something, somebody in the chat room did this. Art Underground is asking me who did this. Somebody in the chat room came in, or somebody came into the chat room when the show over the weekend and said that I was a liar and a phony and a user and wondering how I slept at night. And I can't understand any of that. It's an ad hominem attack, which is the way they go normally. And when they go that way, it just sort of, for me, I just got to wonder why. I'll listen to the anti-gun point of view. I'm going to reply. You're not going to convince me. There's too much data out there. If the data led me in a different direction, who knows what I'd be doing? But the data doesn't lead me in that direction. And the data has been being compiled since the 90s by people I respect, people I've spoken with, people that don't have a dog in this fight, couldn't care less about the Second Amendment or gun use or gun ownership. It is crunching numbers. So, I mean, if you're gonna argue that I'm presenting false data, that's fine. Come in, cite the study that I am misstating, and let's talk about that. Or if you have data that states the other, bring it in, cite it, and let's talk about it. But don't get out there and go ad hominem. I'm just delivering a message. If you don't like the delivery, don't answer the door. Don't come into the website. We'll be right back as we flip into the second hour on a Monday. This is Lock and Load.